Hello, this is Tanisha.
Good afternoon, Tanisha. This is Valeria calling you from Family Affairs. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Tanisha, I'm calling because I was notified that you will be working with the patient Henry. Did you start it last weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I will help you to set up the app to clock in and out, and I will follow up services these few days after you complete 1 or 2 weeks working, or I mean about weekends. You will be assigned to a coordinator. The patient Henry will be assigned to a coordinator, but so far I will be the contact person in Family First. Okay, so you can call me or text me to this number.
Okay.
Okay, Tanisha. Can I send you the information to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending you now the information. 404. You have, do you have iPhone or Android?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone. Okay, I'm sending you now the link for you to download the app for iPhone. So you have to create an account with the email that you provide to Family First, the same phone number, and after that.
Oh, is this the HHA exchange? Because I have that, and it's saying that I'm no longer assigned.
Okay, if you have the app, that will be easier. I just need the mobile ID number. So if you can now, do you have time now to log in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, please log in into the app.
Okay, so when I open the app, it kind of gives me an error message. Let me see. Oh, let me see what it's saying.
Yeah.
Oh no, it let me in this time. So
yeah.
What am I looking for?
Click on the three dot icon in the upper right hand corner.
Okay.
You see under your name the mobile ID number?
Yes.
Okay, could you please confirm the number?
5226079.
Nine. Okay, let me activate it. Okay, now save. Okay, perfect. Now you're linked in HHA Family First, okay? If you log out and log back in, you will see our agency name.
Log out. Okay. And I did the someone sent me the link to put my hours in via the
time
Google
sheet.
Form. Yeah, I did that. Did you receive that?
Let me check in one second. Harry Jax, Tanisha, Okay, let me look for the name. Oh. Filter Jax. For 15, 17, 18. Okay, yes, I see the timesheets now, but I see the notes from HR representative that on the start date is the 16th. What date you was advised to start working?
A 16.
16? Okay. Okay, so it's...
That's Friday. I think it's Friday, yeah.
It's Friday, yes. But let me see how many hours the patient has. For last week, that's show. Okay, the patient has 40 hours. Okay, the time sheet 16, 17, and 18 will be processed. Okay, as of this coming weekend, as of Saturday, you can clock in and clock out. Okay, you will see the patient's name in today's schedule and clock in at 9 and clock out at 7.
Okay, I don't currently see a schedule, so that will show up on Friday?
On Saturday, because it's today's schedule, so today is the day that you will work. That means on Saturday.
Okay.
You're scheduled to work Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes, but I'm there Friday. I'm there for 4 days. The patient needs me there for 4 days over the weekend. So I don't know if that's, I don't know how they put the 20 hours a week. When does the pay period end?
The pay period is from Monday to Sunday. We pay every Friday a week over.
Okay. Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday.
Okay. I think that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because last week it was the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. Right?
The 18th to the 19th?
The 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. I'm sorry. 16th,
yeah,
17th,
18th. 3 days, yeah.
Okay. Did I put the 15th? It should have been the 19th. I made a mistake. It should have been 16, 17, 18, 19. 4 days. I think I did 4 days, but I think I started it. Oh, I put it in a day early by mistake.
You put 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Yeah, that's not correct. I made a mistake because I wasn't able. The VA didn't tell me to start until the 16th, so I should have started tracking on the 16th.
Okay, let me check Sarah's note. Jax, okay. Veteran email. Yo. Okay. Case. Okay, those 4 timesheets will be processed, but as we pay from Monday to Sunday, the next Friday will be paid Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the 19th will be including the next payment.
Got it. Okay. The 19th was a holiday. Do you guys offer holiday pay or is it just pay regularly?
Pay regularly. We only pay four holidays per year. That is Thanksgiving, New Year, Christmas, and July 4th.
Okay, what is my hourly rate? Because I don't know if it has changed from when I was previously working with you guys.
I see. Let me confirm. Billing info. 17. It's $17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that what? Is that the same rate? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I only have the information of the case, so I'm not sure. Let me see.
Okay.
In an old note. Here I see that you had a coordinator in the past. Let me see.
Okay, I can pull up an old timesheet. I mean, an old check stub. That's fine.
Okay.
And then one more question is, when I started in June, they sent me the paperwork for my benefits, but I don't know who to send that information back to now. Can you direct me? I called someone named Alita. I left her three messages, and I haven't heard back.
Yeah, she's from HR department. She's the one in charge. Alita 115.
Okay, so if you could just send her an email for me, because I sent her I left her several voicemails, and I haven't heard back.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lady said that I can only get benefits if I work 32 hours, but that's not they sent me the paperwork for benefits and when I was doing 20.
Okay, I will request to Lisa to get in touch with you.
Okay. Thank you. That'll be perfect.
Okay, you're so welcome, Tanisha. Remember that you can call me or text me to this number from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. If maybe you want to call to the agency on weekend, you can call to the main number. Do you want me to send you the main number of the office?
I think I have it.
Okay.
Thank you, Valencia.
You're so welcome, Tanisha. You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.